News Talk 1620 WTAW, bringing in Sandy Ferris from the Bryan Independent School District. We'll just continue the sports theme a little bit.
Okay.
We have a couple of Twitter things, one on each side of the console to talk about this afternoon. I want to remind our WTAW listeners, one Twitter page or site you need to add is Brazos Football. That's how you'll be able to stay on top of all the scores that the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations does every week. Again, Brazos Football. And BISD has one, too.
That's right. We're always looking for new ways to keep people informed. And so we now have a Twitter account for Bryan ISD Sports. And the address for that one is twitter.com/BISD Sports Now. And what we will do is put updates for all Rutter and Bryan High varsity sports. Last weekend was our first effort, and we had the Rutter game was tweeted, I guess you say. And so we were able to keep up with that. So two ways to keep up with Rutter again this week, since they're playing out of town again, would be either online. I know Bryan Broadcasting does that for us, RutterRangers.com, I think, or they can keep up with Twitter.
Or just go to WTAW.com,
right,
and the new website homepage, big fat icons to click to hit all the high school games as well as the Aggies.
So if it's fall, that of course means that we've got pregame meals going on before football games. So if you get caught in the crossfire between your kids begging to eat out or cooking at home, let us do the cooking for you on Friday nights this season. And the first one is coming up tomorrow night at Bryan High School. The Viking cheerleaders will host a hamburger dinner. That's from 4:30 to 7 in the Silver Campus cafeteria. So for $6, you can buy hamburger, chips, and drink, and the proceeds will help pay for some things that cheerleaders need help with throughout the year, competitions and so forth. And that is dine-in or drive-through, so either way they can be served. And we'll have game meal information posted every week on our website and our Facebook page so people can keep up with what they have to eat on Friday nights. And I did want to mention the side note to the game tomorrow night. The Vikings are going to pay tribute to former coach Jim Bob Helduser. They'll have the letters JB on their helmets Friday night. And for those who don't know, Coach Helduser was a former Texas A&M offensive line coach who spent his last 2 years at Bryan High as an assistant coach. And he lost his battle with cancer this past February. So the Vikings are dedicating Friday night's game with clear springs to the coach.
Terrific.
And I've got more to talk about.
Let's go.
Okay. I visited with one of our newest programs this morning, the Kickstart Kids at Davila Middle School. We've been talking about this for a long time, and it's finally gotten underway. This is the Chuck Norris Martial Arts Character Education Program. We have 150 students enrolled. That's, I think, more than we were expecting, but we're thrilled to have that many. And it's only been going for a little more than a week, but from what I saw this morning, it looks like students are already making progress.
And what's the premise of Kickstart?
Well, Kickstart was started by Chuck Norris as a way to provide some discipline and martial arts and character education for young people. And it started in the Houston area, I believe. And we are, I believe, the 46th or 47th school now to have Kickstart. And what we hope is that we can expand it to other middle schools and maybe even high school down the road. And that's what I wanted to mention. There is an opportunity for some fundraising coming up, and this is going to be a multi-county event coming up in October. I'll talk about this more, but I did want to start mentioning it. On October 23rd, there'll be this event benefiting Kickstart at the Grimes County Fairgrounds. It's going to be a Western-themed event and a concert as well that night. Sammy Catalina is going to produce the exhibition rodeo events. Concert will have some Texas country artists, so it'll be a day-long event at the Grimes County Fairground. And that event will provide some funds to expand the Kickstart program in Bryan and the surrounding areas. So that's just one of the many good things that we have going on. We have so many good things taking place in the district, but I was taught to think that the next week or month or year will only get better than it is today. So I just want to encourage people to get involved with us this year and learn about what we have.
And it may be something like Kickstart that inspires, in this case, a middle school student to take on something for the future that may have never materialized had it not been for the program.
Right. And the students that I saw today, of course, middle school is always a little bit interesting to watch with that maturity level. But I saw some kids just really focused on what they were doing today and showing the discipline and respect that's required of that program. So we're really excited about it.
Well, that's really a transitory time in a young person's mm-hmm. life. And the structure that something like this provides can really be a big help.
Right, right. Another thing I wanted to bring up, we just
produced... Look into your specially modified radios and you will see.
Yeah. I brought some copies of our newest district brochure, and we just yesterday and today actually mailed some of these to area realtors to help with people who are moving into the area. When I taped Bravo Brazos Valley last week for Tom, I said, I think the Bryan District is one of the best kept secrets around. We've got so many programs going. So this brochure tells about some of those programs. We've got plenty of them available. We'll be distributing them at various events around town and different groups. So if anybody's interested in getting some of those brochures, they can call me at 209-1000.
Is there an electronic version, or is one going to be made available?
I can make one available.
Email that to me, and we can put that on our website. Maybe there's room to put it on the district website. I think that's something that would be neat to be able to see. And sometimes we forget, if we're not in the business of going to a realtor, mm-hmm. that would really be great. Yesterday was a bit of a hectic day around Fannin Elementary School.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you can recap what happened and what the update is.
We had an 18-wheeler that was making a delivery, and it backed into a pole. And initially we thought we had lost power to the campus, but it turned out only the phone and internet service was affected because some fiber optic cable was... torn down. I'm already getting into the area I don't really know how to describe.
Well, and the key word there is fiber optic.
Yes.
Now, the old school copper lines, they can take a beating, but fiber optic is so delicate.
Right. So it was going to take a while to get that repair done. So we did, I've mentioned this before on the program, we have the ability to call parents, and so I made a parent link call to Fannin parents to let them know that if they called Fannin, they were not going to talk to anybody at Fannin. Those calls were routed directly to our district switchboard. So that was the reason we made that call, just to let parents know not to be concerned if they tried to call and got no response at Fannin. We did have somebody to answer the phone at the district level. But I think that's a good thing to remind people of. When we have even the most minor emergency that we feel like parents need to be informed of, we have the ability to make those calls. I always put things on the website and on our Facebook page. I can put it on our Twitter account. So we're just trying to make sure that parents always have their questions answered if they want to know what's going on.
And there are so many delivery systems.
That's right. And it's, it's a lot to do, but we're glad to be able to have that capability to do it.
And is everything back to normal?
It actually got repaired earlier than we thought. Initially, they told us it was going to take all day today to get someone down here to fix it, but got fixed last night, so we were back online today.
Terrific. Well, if there's something that Brian, a district patron, wanted to visit with you more about, didn't hear about it this afternoon, how do they go about finding you?
I always give out the district main number. It's an easy one to remember, 209-1000. And just ask for me.
Very good. Again, and that me is Sandy Ferris, Bryan Independent School District. Always appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.